This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hurricane Sally is slowly closing in on the northern Gulf Coast with powerful winds, and weather forecasters are warning of potentially historic flooding. The hurricane warning stretched from Louisiana to Florida. In the state of Alabama Monday, the governor, Kay Ivey, asked for a federal emergency declaration as the Weather Service warned of a storm surge of more than 9 feet in the Mobile area. The storm reached Category 2 strength with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour Monday afternoon. Forecasters said winds would likely hit 110 miles per hour by the time the storm makes landfall late Tuesday or early Wednesday on the Mississippi-Alabama state line. With the smell of California wildfires in the air, U.S. President Donald Trump on Monday ignored the scientific consensus that climate change is playing a central role in West Coast infernos. He reiterated his claim that poor forest management is actually to blame. His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, in his own speech Monday, said the destruction and mounting death toll across California, Oregon, and Washington state required stronger presidential leadership, and he labeled Mr. Trump a climate arsonist. The fires consuming the forests of California and Oregon and darkening the skies over San Francisco and Portland are also damaging a regional economy already singed by the coronavirus outbreak. Wildfires are destroying property, running up huge losses for property insurers, and putting a strain on economic activity along the West Coast that could linger for a year or more. The credit rating agency AM Best estimates that insured losses from the blazes in California could top unprecedented $13 billion recorded in 2017. This is VOA News. China is warning the United States of potential serious damage to their relations if it does not withdraw from an upcoming economic meeting with Taiwan that is expected to be attended by a senior American official. Local media in Taiwan say a U.S. Undersecretary of State is planning to visit the island this week for an economic dialogue. China is angry because it considers Taiwan its own and opposes official visits from other countries. Taiwan's government has not confirmed which U.S. official will visit, but has said the two sides are in negotiations over the date and agenda of the dialogue. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is assembling a team of top lawyers in anticipation of court challenges surrounding the upcoming November election. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The Biden presidential campaign says it's assembling a war room of sorts to make sure elections are properly administered and votes are correctly counted. Among those on the team, former solicitor generals to Presidents Obama and Clinton and former Attorney General Eric Holder. President Trump, who's already cast doubt on the election, predicting mail-in ballot fraud, also has a team of campaign attorneys. It's a sign of the preparation underway for an already divisive presidential contest, which could require court intervention to determine the winner of the race for the White House. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Democratic-led House subcommittee is examining alleged reports of Trump political appointees meddling with government scientific data on COVID-19. AP correspondent Mike Rossi explains.
Reports of Trump administration meddling with government scientific data to better align with the president's public statements on COVID-19 have caught the attention of a House subcommittee. According to a report in Politico, HHS communications aide Michael Caputo and scientific advisor Paul Alexander pressured officials to alter the CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly reports. The weekly journal has long been considered to be free of political interference. According to Politico, one of the complaints was about a report that children can transmit coronavirus. Alexander asked the CDC to alter it or pull it down because it could impact schools reopening and hurt Trump politically. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is renewing its call for Gulf countries to resolve a three-year-long rift, citing the need to solidify a united front against Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Monday to close the door to increase Iranian meddling. It's past time to find a solution to the Gulf Rift. The Trump administration is eager to see the dispute resolved. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.